What's happening? I'm Nick, your host. Welcome back to the Loan Officer Life Podcast. This podcast is all about helping licensed loan officers increase and improve your marketing, improve your mortgage business, and as a byproduct, improve your personal life, all the relationships that are around you. It's a great thing. All right, today we have an awesome topic, and before we dive into that, though, let's talk about the old school way that some people, you know, try to grow their mortgage business, right? And in fact, this method that people have tried to use and still use today has actually completely affected the real estate industry, but not in a good way, right? And here's what I mean is loan officers were being taught and are still being taught in some places that they should cold call a whole list of realtors on Monday, right? I've heard some places teaching to cold call 10 realtors, 20 realtors, but one place even says to cold call 40 realtors every Monday, right? And the point of the cold call is to invite them out to lunch or breakfast or to go grab a coffee, right? And talk about how maybe y'all can do business together. And when I say that this process has negatively impacted the real estate industry, I mean that realtors are scared to answer their phone on Mondays now from numbers that they don't recognize. Because the amount of loan officers intruding on them and trying this method of going on blind dates with real estate agents, it's made realtors even phone shy on Mondays because everybody's making those calls on Mondays. And a lot of times the coffee date or the lunch date or whatever it is, the problem with those dates and the reason that they don't work is because it's nearly impossible to establish value and build rapport and do all these pieces at the same time. So you can either establish value and have no rapport, or you can establish rapport and have no value, but at a 1 hour or 30 minute lunch or coffee date, whatever, it's difficult to establish that much value and build rapport with that agent, where it's not just obvious that you're just there to get business from them, right? And so this process, like I said, has been one taught over and over and over, but the thing is there's no value proposition to it, right? Unless you have some kind of really strong USP, right? A unique selling proposition, and something that's making you different from all the other loan officers, and as a really strong reason to meet with you, then it's nearly impossible to turn a lunch date or a coffee date into a partnership. And a lot of times you'll even find that realtors, they'll meet with you the first time and then they just won't ever show back up, right? They'll just kind of ghost you after that first meeting. And that always sucks, right? It's just kind of a bad feeling because you have to ask yourself what went wrong? But it might just be that they wanted the free lunch, you know? At the end of the day, the best offer that you're putting out is, I'm going to take you for some free lunch. Well, everybody takes that offer up. So just consider, how are you approaching realtors? And this is one of the reasons why I think loan officers should all be running, you should be running live events every month. And so there's a few different benefits to running live events. The first one is that you actually have something to invite realtors to that's legit. You're not calling them up for a coffee or a lunch. But instead, if you are cold calling realtors, or there's obviously other ways that you can do this, but you actually have something to invite realtors to that's that has value right up front, that's not about you and your mortgage business, but it's about you helping the realtor, or you hosting an event that's beneficial to them. So having an event at least once a month is going to always give you something to, be inviting realtors to, be talking about online, this kind of stuff. And so it's also going to give you a chance to get in front of agents that you don't know. So if you decide that you're going to host a class or host some kind of event, you know, on a monthly basis, well, maybe you could ask your partners to talk about it, or, you know, you could find some people in your local area that can help you promote the class and get people that you don't know there. And obviously be purposeful with who that is, because, you know, so you're getting potential partners in the room and not just like random business owners or something. We want to make sure it's real estate agents or CPAs, financial planners, insurance agents, you know, attorneys, car salesmen, jewelry salesmen, all these kind of people that can give you deals. But, you know, a lot of times when I'm talking about this stuff, I'm primarily focused on realtors, just because that's where the bulk of people want to get more of. But yeah, when you're running events, it's cool because then you always have something to invite people to. And also, it's going to, again, give you a chance to get in front of people that you don't already know and that they don't already know you. And so you have an opportunity to show some value and establish rapport and, you know, do those same pieces with agents you don't know, you know, in that first setting. But it's coming from a value-based event versus it being, you know, just a free lunch. The third thing that you benefit from running live events is that you get to speed date these partners. You know, so if you're getting, I mean, right now with our program, we're averaging 15 or 20 people in a training session and or in a class or in an event that we're doing. So if you're doing that, right, if you're getting, let's say, 15 people, well, odds are that 7 or 8 of them are going to either be losers, not doing any business, or you're not going to be a fit personality wise. And so it's one of the great things about doing these events is that you're going to be able to speed date realtors, right? You're going to be able to spend an hour or 2 hours or whatever with a room full of realtors versus that same amount of time with one realtor at one lunch. So if you spend an hour with a realtor at lunch and at the end you're just like, this guy's a jerk or whatever, then, you know, it basically was a waste of an hour. But if you can do that in a group setting, then you still haven't wasted your hour, even if you can write that person off, you know, because you've got everybody else that was there. So it's definitely one of the great things about doing events is it's the best use of your time. You know, you're not spending your time with just one person at one lunch that doesn't know you, but you can spend your time with, you know, a room full of people and that half of them don't know you. And then it's cool because when you're doing these live events, the last great benefit of them is that it's going to be a push-pull marketing. You know, I mean, people are going to naturally be either drawn closer to you because they like your personality, they're a fit for, you know, your style, or they're going to be pushed away because they're not going to be a fit and they're not going to like what you've got going on, you know, or they're not going to like the way you talk or say things, or if you cuss, or the way you look, or any of that stuff, right? So it's just the benefit, again, of doing these live events is that it doesn't matter. You're still having another whole room full of people that you get a chance to earn their business, or, you know, build a friendship and start being able to work up to a partnership from there. So yeah, that's the benefits of hosting live events. You know, you've always got something to talk about. You actually have a value-based thing to, you know, bring realtors into. And you've also got something to talk about online. And you can speed date the realtors, right? So you can host an event, have a room full of them, decide which ones you like and don't like, and, you know, you can follow up with the ones you do like and work on converting them into a partnership. So yep, that's today's episode. Just wanted to talk about why loan officers should always be hosting live events, at least on a monthly basis. And if you do that, you're going to definitely see an increase in your business, increase in your referral partners, and also you'll just be able to establish a great brand for yourself as a marketing person, not just, you know, you'll be known as a great marketer, not just as a great loan officer. And there's definitely a distinction, like we talked about in episode 2. So Cool. That's today's episode. If you like this, make sure that you subscribe. We'd love to leave you, if you leave us a review, good, bad, or ugly, I just appreciate the review. All right. And, that's it. If you want to know more about how we're helping loan officers accomplish these goals and get 10 more referral partners in their business, we're doing that inside the Legion of Loan Officers. And it's an awesome group. We have an amazing culture. I love it. And if you want to know more information, you can visit legionofloanofficers.com. See ya.